This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Tracy, we're getting into your connection to God and the God of the Bible that predicted all of this. It's amazing. Go ahead and finish your points.
I would just like to say that I am praying for you, Alex, and all the crew, that everything that you do, truly, this is a spiritual war. And like Jesus says in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There's no way to heaven but through with the bridge that Jesus did for us and paid our sin debt. And the caller, when they screened a call, I'm in Michigan here with this lovely Whitler as our governor. I signed the petition, as you know. I did buy some storable seeds, too, by the way, and from the store there, but
awesome.
I work in a food warehouse, and my son also, Tate, works in the warehouse as well, and it's just amazing to see how thin the supply chain is getting, because what the trucks we do get come in, this stuff goes right out, and I am very thankful to have a job, and hey, everybody out there worldwide, everybody's essential.
But you're seeing, when I tell people that we're talking to big food companies, and they're all running out, and all getting low, and then now things are breaking down, and there's a depression, which is already starting, it's going to be devastating. And all these folks that are getting into this shutdown, they're going to get a little taste of what the third world's getting right now.
Yeah, that's the scary part, you know, and my heart goes out to all those people. And actually, you know what, though, this country, we've been so blessed for so long, and it's like I look
at
my
plate. We've taken it for granted.
For what's on my plate, you know, better, it's not what's...
By the way, can you believe... that literally what a book 2,000 years ago said is now unfolding? And I was talking to an atheist. They go, well, people just took the idea of the mark of the beast and are manifesting it because it's a way to control people. And I go, really, you think that's what it is? Really, you think so? No. Those people have never had the spiritual experiences those of us have had. And I won't get into those, but I've literally had hundreds of dreams that come exactly true that I tell people about. And other stuff I won't even get into air because they'll use it against me. But those of us that have experienced it, they can see past the veil. Have, and it's not something I even want to do. It's pretty horrific stuff, folks, because there's a lot of noise in the universe. And let me just tell you, most of it's bad stuff down at this level. But it's an amazing time. Anything else, Trish?
I would just like to say thank you to all the truck drivers out there. My dad was a truck driver, and my husband was a truck driver. My dad passed away actually this year, which my dad was a comedian, and he passed away on February 29th. Of course, this was before they were doing any kind of testing. Sorry, I'm choking up a little bit, but he's in a much better place, and I don't have to worry about what we're going through now.
Well, his spirit's 100% real. Your father is 100%, a trillion percent more powerful than he ever was if he was right with God.
Right. But anyways, I just want to let you know that I'm praying for everybody there in the country here that, you know, because as we see the day approaching, we're to draw closer to the Lord, and he will draw closer to us. Just stay strong, Alex.
And by the way, I said I would cover this earlier. I didn't get to it. But if you go to Infowars.com or Bandai Video, and we have articles about Mark of the Beast and the digital mark and the habits to buy and sell, and the fake Christians are just savaging in there, going, no, the rapture has to happen first. You're of the devil warning people against this. And the barcode 666, it's all precursors of that. There are many antichrists. And then now this code is 666 in the patent. And it's world government. It's evil. It's taking control. And it's the fake Christians saying I'm bad because they are scared and they don't want to stand against the beast. Well, God's going to say, I don't know you when they stand before God. So, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. By the way, if you think there's a pre-tribulation rapture, I hope you're right, okay? Just don't get so viciously mad at me when I've actually read Revelation. It says he wages war against the saints, overcomes them. Then after the battle of Armageddon, the dead in Christ are risen. That is the resurrection. And you are about to find out very soon how wrong you are. You will face Satan.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue to get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Torba of Gab is joining us for a couple segments, and I'll continue with the calls into the next hour, and then David Knight's going to be joining us. But we have massive news next segment with Torba. The Attorney General, looks like Barr more and more is real. It would take hours to go into how he keeps doing the right thing. He keeps saying the right thing. Trump trusts him. I trust Trump. Barr calls stay-at-home orders house arrest. So we're going to play that next segment. We'll have that audio and video for you. Unbelievable. And we'll continue with your phone calls, EJ and everybody else that's holding. Now, this video is like a 15-minute report or so. It's going up on Bandai Video in the next few minutes. It'll be on InfoWars.com. It needs to be shared. The V-Series 9 years ago, the remake, totally predicted the medical tyranny, Bill and Melinda Gates, vaccines that are tainted with tracking chips to buy and sell. So in a fictitious alien takeover, this is the worst the writers could come up with. And it turns out it's what actually the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010 wrote about. So it's predicted programming. The Simpsons also predicted it. Here's part of that report.
Though unlike you, we don't divide ourselves into countries. We're one united people.
This is a day I've been looking forward to for a long time.
We're honored and privileged to be able to assist mankind with our knowledge and technology.
But the visitors didn't just get here. They've been here for years. For decades, they've been implementing a plan that will result in the extermination of every man, woman, and child on the face of this earth.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey, together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller.
That much money, that much power around one table. It begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming?
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. But let's take a look.
These posing as humans established themselves in all facets of life, would be business, government, religion, the military. It took years. And what's embedded among us, they set out to cause worldwide instability.
A new world order.
Unnecessary wars. Economic meltdown, faith twisted into extremism.
What difference at this point does it make?
Tonight we're announcing the expansion of our healing centers. The goal is to open one in every major city across the world. We want to provide complete medical services to all.
You're talking about universal health care.
The idea of a Medicare for all.
But that's called the death panel.
I believe that's what you call it, yes.
They gain trust with the promise of friendship and technology. And, of course, all they're really doing is positioning themselves as the saviors of mankind.
You agreed that you're going to spend more than $100 million on this. Where is that money being spent?
You warned everybody about this in a TED Talk in 2015. You predicted this would happen.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
We also have ambitious goals for getting vaccine coverage up.
How do you see us acclimating back into a normal life when we don't have the cure for this?
And of course, all they're really doing is positioning themselves as the saviors.
Well, they won't be back to normal until we either have that phenomenal vaccine.
Is that the vitamin shot?
No, it's the flu vaccine.
What, human vaccine?
They're not mixing their drug into the vitamin shot. They're mixing it into our flu vaccine. Shipment leaves tomorrow.
There's an approach called RNA vaccine that people like Moderna, CureVac, and others are using. That in 2015 we'd identified that as very promising for pandemics and for other applications as well.
And for other applications as well.
R6.
R6.
What they put in the vitamin shot?
They were experimenting on people.
Examination of the R6 using human technology revealed nothing more than a simple saline shot. But when I used our equipment, I found something quite different. R6 has a molecular compound that embeds itself in human DNA. It interacts with the human genome, then emits a wavelength of sorts.
This vaccine actually does that.
So she's tagging humans like animals in the wild.
Eventually, what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person, because you don't want people moving around the world.
Is Bill Gates working with ID 2020, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, Accenture, Microsoft, the United Nations, and many, many others to create a new digital identity, which includes the use of biometrics, blockchain, nanotechnology, artificial intelligence that will not only serve as a digital certificate of vaccination, but will also include all of your medical records, all of your financials, every form of identification, including your passports, your driver's licenses, your online accounts, virtually every aspect of your life linked to you both on and offline.
MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone.
Eventually there will be sort of this digital immunity proof that will help facilitate the global reopening up.
And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money.
So she's tagging humans like animals in the wild.
They did everything from here. Tested it on humans, packaged it to look like the flu shot.
When this shipment mingles with the real shots, no one will be able to tell the difference.
And no government agency is going to be worrying about a flu vaccine where they got to feed vitamins to evaluate.
Which in all likelihood is nothing more than a vitamin shot. They know exactly how to play us. The media bombards us with stories of epidemics, pandemics. So we run out, we get a shot to protect ourselves. That's what the V's are counting on, our predictability.
So you can avoid lots of diseases if you've been properly vaccinated. And how you get a vaccine that making 7 billion of those is going to be an incredible challenge.
This is a day I've been looking forward to for a long time. A lot of us here have been talking over the months ahead, trying to make sure that we get everyone to show up and do absolutely the best they can for vaccination.
ladies and gentlemen. This critical report with an added addendum is going live at band.video as we speak and Infowars.com. Are you going to warn people? Now, I'll say that again. There's a big article up on Infowars.com. Are you going to get it out to people? I'm not bitching at you. I'm saying you want to lose? Because now you know this show isn't just something I made up. I'm covering their battle plan. You know how frustrating it is to watch them publicly plan all this and then to see humanity caught flat-footed? What am I talking about? I'm talking about John Roberts coming out and saying L.A. County coronavirus study shows it kills 0.16 or 16% of 1%. It's even lower than that. That's not even 1%. Six 663 people have died who were infected with coronavirus. Most of them died of other causes. But if you believe that number, you put it into 400,000, you get 0.1657499. Not even a fraction of 1%. And those numbers are coming out everywhere. But you're told the Great Depression's good and 30 million starving to death is good. You're told submit and wear your mask.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Surprise.
I know you can see me now. Here's a surprise.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. Your phone calls are coming up. A bunch of special reports I haven't gotten to. David Knight joins us in the fourth hour. The huge news has come out. LA County says 400,000 plus cases they project from the testing. And the statistics they have, and that is 0.16 deaths, or a fraction of 1%. So as the testing increases, we find this out. But regardless, Texans fined $4,000 for violating COVID-19 curfew. Each member of the family in the car, $12,000. So it's happening all over the country, the disgusting out-of-control power grabs. But the good news is, as we go to Andrew Torba, founder of Gab, people are fighting back. And so to the Attorney General's credit, he has come out and said that it sounds a lot like house arrest to him, these lockdown orders telling you you're non-essential, stay in your house. Here it is.
Now, the idea that you have to stay in your house is disturbingly close to house arrest. I'm not saying it wasn't justified. I'm not saying in some places it might be still justified. But it's very onerous, as is shutting down your livelihood. So these are very, very burdensome impingements on liberties. And if we adopted them, we have to remember, for the limited purpose of slowing down the spread, that is, bending the curve, we didn't adopt them as the comprehensive way of dealing with this disease. And we have now seeing that these are bending the curve, and now we have to come up with more targeted approaches. To me, this is a little bit like, you know, fighting a cancer, which is, you know, sometimes cancer is spreading, and one of the treatments you can use is chemotherapy to drive it back and localize it and make it more susceptible to surgery or more targeted thing like radiation or even immunotherapy. But your first thing is to drive it back to a more manageable state. And that's what we're doing and have done. And the question is, you can't just keep on feeding the patient chemotherapy and say, well, we're killing the cancer, because we're getting to the point where we're killing the patient. And now is the time that we have to start looking ahead and shifting to more.
But that was always the plan, because the globalists see humanity as a cancer and they want full control. But Trump was stampeded into the reaction. Now they say one death is Trump's fault, and they can name any common cold as coronavirus and then count that old person that dies as that. It's an incredible time. I wanted to get Andrew Torba on a few weeks ago, but he's on with us now. And wow, we've got Facebook going around saying if you protest the lockdown, they'll ban you. They've just expanded it to everybody. Twitter censoring the president of Brazil and the president of the United States. But Gab's launched really great things like, you know, video conferencing and so much more. So thecenter.com as well and gab.com. Andrew, great to know there's a few outposts out there of freedom other than InfoWars. Good to have you on with us.
Great to be here as always, Alex. There's a lot going on, obviously, in the world. Things have changed, but I'm optimistic. Gab is growing. I'm growing closer with God. I'm growing closer with my family, spending time with my wife and daughter. So I'm trying to be optimistic through all of this, and I'm knowing that our team is working very hard to build the viable alternative ecosystem. You know, we started out as a Twitter alternative, but we've become so much more. We now have a web browser. We have a news source. We have a video conference. conferencing alternative to Zoom launching next week. So we've been building like crazy, and they tried to take us out just like they tried to take you out, and yet we've both only grown stronger over the past year or two, which is incredible. And thanks to the support.
I was about to say, it's 100%. I mean, it's 100% because we took action and are willing to do it, but the listeners and supporters and end users, they are everything.
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, we see crazy stuff happening right now. And, you know, I saw all this coming. I was living and working in Silicon Valley, working directly with these companies, know a lot of the folks that work at these companies. There's crazy stuff. Facebook is agreeing to restrict anti-government content in Vietnam now on behalf of the government. Right. These companies are in bed with China. Also, why are we using ChiCom software? Why are we using things like Zoom? Why are our teenagers, why are our youth in this country using things like TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese? This is insanity. They're getting all of the data. They're collecting all of our data, all of our information, tracking us everywhere. The amount of privacy invasion that is going on in these ChiCom apps is absurd. So what we're trying to do is build an open source, people powered alternative that is based here in the United States of America, built by Americans, and that's what we've been doing.
You know, it's really obvious now why they were so busy trying to shut everybody down that was independent ahead of this takeover. We know they've been cooking it up. They admit they've been cooking up this virus release or using any virus to then scare everybody. I mean, this is really the big tech takeover.
Absolutely. I mean, you see YouTube CEO saying they're going to ban anybody that goes against the WHO guidelines. You can't say take vitamin C on YouTube or you're going to get demonetized or banned. This is absolutely insane. I don't care what the WHO says. I don't care what YouTube says. I'm going to investigate things on my own. I'm going to get information on my own. I'm going to research things on my own like an individual. I'm not going to bow down to this religion of scientism, which is really the new religion, Alex, when we're thinking about it. It is the new religion, this scientism, this bow down to the scientists, to whatever they say. Well, the problem is that we have multiple scientists saying conflicting things, and then you actually look at the data, as you were just talking about, and you see that the death rate is, you know, dramatically low compared to things like suicide in this country or the drug epidemic that is happening in this country. I'm in Pennsylvania, and my governor has gone off a cliff with the tyranny of what's happening here. It's over the past couple of weeks, it's been insane to see the progression just going to the grocery store and seeing how the grocery stores are now funneling people in, like rabbits and counting the amount of people that go in, and you're not allowed to enter the store unless you have a mask now. And this hysteria has got to stop.
And it's all the blue cities and blue states that are doing it. And they're so eager to do it. Yesterday, I was in a parking lot at a strip center because I saw my son driving, and he said, pull over. We were talking. And a guy was at the window pointing at me saying, put a mask on before you come in here. And I went over and told the guy he was an idiot. He was an idiot. It's just total mind control. Oh, they don't care about the 30 million currently starving to death because of this in the third world, though. That's no big deal.
Well, Alex, in my county in Pennsylvania, I believe there's maybe 10 total cases, 10 total cases, zero deaths, and yet everything in my county is also locked down with the rest of the state. You know, the majority of these cases, the majority of these deaths are happening in the big inner cities.
So you have old people that remember the movie The Island came out like 15 years ago where they're really being harvested for their organs, but they're told they're in this armored city just to protect them because there's a virus outside. I mean, literally, you could tell those into a hole and let us have your organs. They do it, and they told them the virus was out there.
It's insanity. And you know what? I'm not going to bow down to fear. The thing that we always have to remember, Alex, is that we have God on our side, right? We are not of this world, but we have Jesus Christ. We have God on our side. We have our families are getting closer together. I'm trying to stay positive throughout all of this. There's a lot of good things that are happening right now because of this, in spite of this negative thing that's happening and impacting everyone around the world. I'm trying to stay positive here.
Andrew, I want to talk about how we fight back when we come back and what you think's coming up next in the censorship wars, because it is getting insane. And I want the listeners to know this. And I love you to death. You're awesome, folks. You're the reason we're here. When I say you're everything, you're everything. When you tell people about Gab, you tell people about InfoWars, about Bandai Video, it changes the world. That's the only reason we're still here getting this out. And by the way, we're having a devastating effect on the globalists. You're having a devastating effect on the globalists. So I salute you.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have
thought that the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine, and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are heavily involved in eugenics. They're heavily involved in these DNA companies that tell you they're getting your DNA for one reason, they use it for another. They've been caught doing that. And they were brought in to censor YouTube and take control of it and help suppress folks around the world. But they go on Brian Stelter's show and talk about how if you don't follow the World Health Organization's directives, not Congress, not the president, not your own speech, the UN, you're going to be taken down. And they say vitamin C doesn't help you. Vitamin D doesn't help you. Silver is horrible. Vitamin A is horrible. Hydroxychloroquine, even though all the studies say it's awesome. Bill and Melinda Gates have one study say it isn't. There's no hope but vaccines. There's no hope but gene therapy. from these wonderful little ladies. And meanwhile, Brian Stelter says he crawled out of bed to cry for our pre-pandemic lives, tears that have been waiting a month to escape. God, the psychotic doesn't know how ridiculous he sounds. I wanted to share because it feels freeing. It is so. See, psychos are always trying to sound like they have real emotions. No, it's not a time for fake invincibility. Journos are living this, hating this like everyone else. Oh, you're a person just like us, psycho boy, YouTube CEO. Anything that goes against WHO is a violation of YouTube policies. That's right. You see, it's everything. They'll also ban you if they say that Joe Biden has dementia, but it doesn't matter if he clearly does. So these are your new rulers watching, controlling. They didn't just steal your data. They didn't just destroy your privacy. They didn't just help authoritarian states arrest people. Now they're going to tell you what you can and you can't do. And, oh, by the way, if you protest, they're going to ban you, too. Here's what she had to say on Brian, the creepiest man alive, Stelter show.
You're taking the lie down. That's a pretty aggressive approach.
Well,
this over again. You're taking the lie down. These people define what's a lie. YouTube was for the people. And now it's like, no. She's involved with GlaxoSmithKline. I mean, these are nasty people. I'm sorry. But yeah, Google is a drug company now, folks. They're the biggest one. They've merged a bunch of them. So they're not telling you, oh, by the way, I work for a drug company. My sister's an executive at it, and we're pushing the very vaccine on you. She doesn't tell you, like in the old days, they would on Fox News would cover Rupert Murdoch. They go, by the way, he owns our parent company. They don't do that. She just goes, if you criticize anything, if you don't talk about Bill Gates as if he's God, we're going to ban you. Sorry. And don't try to demonstrate we'll ban you for that. I'm a woman, though, so it's okay. And by the way, it's okay that Tim Cook runs death camps because Tim Cook's gay, so it's all right. I'm sorry, let's go back to her.
Not just putting the truth next to the lie, you're taking the lie down. That's a pretty aggressive approach.
Well, we do remove, across YouTube in non-pandemic times, information that is a violation of our policy. And we've had community guidelines since the very beginning of YouTube. And
Our policy is you're non-essential, okay? It's a policy. It changes. And we've had rules forever, when we bought YouTube. And now there's no free speech, but it's okay because I act all non-threatening like this. Doesn't matter. I'm coming with a forced inoculation with my sister. I've got your DNA, and I'm selling it because I'm a woman. So I'm sorry. Let's go back to her.
We've had community guidelines since the very beginning of YouTube, and we've always, anything that is a violation of our policy, we do remove it. And what was really unique about this was just how fast moving the COVID-19 crisis was. And so we've had to make numerous policy changes all within a really short period.
Pause again. How fast you stampeded us now with less than 0.1% deaths, and then most of it is a zinc deficiency crisis. Let's finish up.
Of time to be able to make sure that we stayed abreast of the changes. So, for example, just recently there was a theory that 5G was causing coronavirus symptoms. Now, no established health organization says that 5G is the source of the issue.
Pause again. I'm going to go back to our guest. Everyone just pointed out major studies saying 5G, 4G, all of it lowers fertility, all of it lowers immune system. You just type that in. It's Wired Magazine. It's major studies. But she says, there's not established that says that. It's like, tobacco is good for you. Drug company. Remember back when there's nothing established that cigarettes cause lung cancer. It's the same crap from this woman who, by the way, is heavily invested in 5G rollout as well. And so is Google. But again, she's like, no, people thought that, no, they can't, we don't let you do that. Sorry, here we go.
No established health organization says that 5G is the source of the issue. And so that we quickly deemed that a violation of our policies with COVID-19 and removed that content.
Pause again. Notice they're having shutting down the spread of communication is like shutting down the spread of a virus. Let's go back and look at Stelter, where he kind of sharks out there for a minute and goes, ah, he shows us, ah, he kind of goes from the good boy act to showing us, what the young ones see. Here, let's go back.
Everyone's YouTube is different. Are there certain videos that basically everybody has seen because they are so important or they are from such authoritative sources?
Well, we definitely saw a really high click-through in all the different public health information that we made available. But you know, this crisis has just moved so quickly. The speed of it has taken away everyone's
clicking on our staff.
In terms of how quickly we moved from just having a few infections, right, to having large parts of the world being under quarantine.
Because they tested positive for a cold.
Users have changed. So, first starting with just really basic information about what was coronavirus, then we really focused on the stay-at-home messages and got that. And now, really interestingly, we're seeing a lot of users come to us and want to know about life under quarantine. And so we see a lot of interest in things like exercise at home, like how do I fix my dishwasher? How do I fix my freezer?
You're doing so well.
And so we've definitely seen an evolution across our platform in all these different ways.
Do you think this crisis has caused YouTube to change in ways that'll be long term?
All right, I can't listen to it anymore. Let's go back to Andrew Torba of Gab. Gab founder, give us your take on this and tell us about the exciting video conferencing, because I don't want to use Zoom that the judges and the courts and the FBI is using and everybody's using, and but then it's Chi-Com run. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. I mean, there's plenty of articles out there that show, The Intercept had one that showed that Zoom has over 700 employees out of China. They openly admitted to, Alex, routing call data through Chinese servers. So you have hundreds of millions of people now that are using this for church, for school, for all sorts of things, talking with their friends. Governments are using this, and who knows? The Chinese government is probably intercepting all of that call data. So, we saw this going on. We saw these reports of the privacy nightmare with Zoom and the shady connections to China. And we said, we're going to build our own, just like we did with Gab as an alternative to Twitter, just like we did with Dissenter as an alternative to the Chrome browser, Safari browser, big tech browsers. We're going to build an alternative to Zoom, and that's going to be coming out next week. We're going to be launching that into beta, so we're really excited about that, to give people just an option, a choice. You can use the Chi-Com connected software, or you can use the American-built and American-owned and operated software.
Get excited about this. It could blow up so huge because they know you were a big developer out there. They know you're a smart guy. And they tied you to some white supremacist scumbag that posted something on a message board you ran as if you were that. But they failed to shut you down thanks to your supporters. And that's why I said to the listeners again, you're not part of the solution. You're it, folks. Yeah, Andrew Torba's a smart guy. He wants to fight tyranny. So do I. We're just like you. But without each other, we're nothing, folks. And I know I harp on that, but man, listeners need to know you are the answer. Look in the mirror, and I can't wait to use your system. I'm going to tell all these interviewers, all these folks that want me to use Zoom, I say, no, we're going to use Gab's system. What's it going to be called?
It's going to be called On by Gab. And we're really excited because, like you said, we're 100% funded by our users. We have 4 million people that are coming to this site every month. We are user-funded, user-owned. We always have been. We don't have big venture capitalist investors. We don't have big corporate advertisers. Just like InfoWars, Gab has, since it started back in 2016, been 100% funded, owned, and operated by the people. And we thank all the people out there who have been supporting us and all of our products. We're really excited to get this out. And we can't wait to just offer people an option outside of the Chi-Com software that's out there right now.
All right. I know you're busy. We're going to do a few more minutes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Man, it is crazy what's on InfoWars.com. All Joseph Watson has said, is this the new normal? Martial law, total collapse.
You've been a messin'.
They promised it was only a few weeks, so that was just getting the handcuffs on. Especially young women. Some guy puts a gun to your head in the parking lot and says, just put these handcuffs on. Everything will be all right. You better run for your life. He may shoot you, but you get in that vehicle, you're dead. He's going to torture you to death. So we got the handcuffs on us now. There's still time to maybe click the door lock and jump out and roll down the highway. It's still going to be rough. Or you can get tangled to that farmhouse. And America wants to be in the farmhouse. You want to be there with him raping you and pulling your teeth out with pliers. So don't worry. It's going to happen. I know our regular listeners aren't like that. But, man, for the average person, you are screwed. We got something really crazy I'm about to get to right now. There's also video of women being arrested for playground with their children in empty playgrounds. They, they almost arrested the goat when he was down in Florida doing football, training in a park doing push-ups. I mean, it's just the police are just bureaucrats that follow their orders. I'm not even enemies with the average police officer, but this is a takeover, and us not saying no and not taking control of our governments has allowed this. Andrew Torba of Gab, what do you make in closing of this power grab and how far it's gone and the head of Facebook saying, yeah, we're going to block anybody and ban people that try to protest being permanently locked down. The new normal is being permanently locked down.
Alex, my favorite thing about what's going on Facebook right now is they're issuing warnings to users who have clicked on coronavirus, quote, misinformation. And then the story broke that a Facebook fact checker who is a part of the team that is making sure that what is being posted is within the acceptable authoritative narrative. Turns out that person worked at the Wuhan BioLab, right? What a coincidence, right? Very interesting to see
that. Actually, she's the head of Facebook science fact checking.
Right, exactly. And she worked at the Wuhan BioLab and is responsible for correcting the record on the Wuhan BioLab and this
level of conflict of interest. It's like having Hitler over the Nuremberg trial.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they're not even hiding this stuff anymore. They're hiding really in plain sight. And I think what we need to do is what we at Gap have been doing, what you at InfoWars have been doing for years now, which is building. We need to build alternative infrastructure. We need to build alternative platforms, alternative technology, because as long as we continue to use these platforms, as long as we continue to rely on these platforms as quote-unquote authoritative sources of information, we're going to lose because we're not playing in our own battleground. So we
and again, they say, build your own thing, but then they come after InfoWars, they come after Gab. That's why financial support and word of mouth is not king, it's oxygen. That's how we stay in the fight. Because let me tell you, it's scary how few platforms are left, my friend.
Absolutely. And again, we're 100% dependent on our people, right? We have no outside venture capitalists. We have no big corporate sponsors. All these guys have billions and billions of dollars. And, here we are in a small town in Pennsylvania, living the American dream and building an alternative that is truly powered by the people, funded by the people. We have a web browser now. We have a social network now. We're about to launch a video conferencing alternative. We have so many different things and so many different products that we're building because these things are essential, but all of them work together for one common purpose, which is to empower people to speak freely and to offer an alternative to the Silicon Valley tyranny. And that's what we've been doing for about 4 years now, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
It's absolutely beautiful. When you launch the new competitor that's not Chi-Com Globalist run of Zoom in the next week or so, please come back on the day. It's there. Let's test it out together on air. I would love to do that with you. Thank you so much.
That'd be fantastic. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Thank you. It's innovators like that that are going to save us, and it's your support of innovations that are going to save us, folks. Because you could say, like, that's the arteries and the heart, but you're the blood and the oxygen supporting it. And speaking of that, I want to go to some calls, then I'll get to this other creepy thing that's really important that we need to cover that Daria tried to get me to cover last week, and I didn't cover, and now it's kind of breaking big, and I'm glad it is. There's an article about it on InfoWars.com, Predictive Programming, Internet Notes, Eerie Similarities. It's not eerie similarities between 2012 Olympics, the opening ceremony, and coronavirus pandemic. It is a grim reaper slaughtering people en masse in a world depopulation event that's beautiful and wonderful, and then the Earth is reborn after we're exterminated and saved. Yeah. You're like, why in the hell do they do things like this? They do it because it's a ritual, folks. They're externalizing their method. All right. I want to hit a few calls before we end this segment, but our biggest problem funding our operations around here is that I get so busy and then I don't plug the right products that you need that are high quality that fund what we're doing here. And so I just want to ask listeners to think about something. Imagine if InfoWars wasn't here. And I can tell you, keeping InfoWars at the current size, I'd love it to be a lot bigger and more offensive to the globalists, both offensive to what they like and offensive politically to take down what they're doing, both a offense and offensive. But it really is you supporting the broadcast when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy the products, that makes the whole world go round. So I'm not going to belabor this. I think if you don't have storable foods right now, you're crazy. You hear callers calling that work at warehouses that are basically becoming empty, and as soon as the food comes out, it's gone. Well, I have the numbers here. We're going into a depression. They're talking about everything going belly up. The state's all going bankrupt, starting with blue states, and they're going to then pull us down with them. And the leader of the Senate's saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to let blue cities and states go down. We just can't help it. You're the ones locking the country down. That is a very positive move, to be honest. And the Justice Department said, you got people on house arrest. This is mutiny at the state levels against the country. This is insane, letting the UN tell you through big tech and through local government when you can open with something that doesn't even kill 1% of people that are already run down and sick. This is us just capitulating to total fear and acting like cowardly hysterics. Yes, I promote zinc and I promote vitamin C and I promote sunlight. I support being healthy because if you don't have those things, the regular cold comes along and kills you deader than a hammer. That's why they're called essential, ladies and gentlemen. But separate from that, I look for a day when the federal government says food's not essential. It's a conspiracy theory. You ever needed food? It's ridiculous. You need food. We have high-quality food. I will get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com. We had to suspend orders again for a couple weeks. As long as you get your order in, you will get it. They have the food. They just have to package it and ship it to you. But they may suspend orders again. When they came back about 3 weeks ago and said, okay, you can do food orders again. We've caught up. In fact, we're ahead of schedule. They called us up yesterday and they said, okay, people figured it out. They're just buying food hand over fist right now. And we don't want to raise prices, but we've already opened up two more factories. And you know, between me, you, and the fence post, maybe in 2 weeks they're going to suspend food sales again. And then they're not sure they can ever get long-term food orders out the next 6 months a year. I mean, it's that crazy. It's that insane. It's that out of control. So I would get your storable food orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com before it's too late. And then I would do all the other really important things for you and your family that are no-brainers, because the globalists, we've bowed down to this. Not the audience, but the general public has so much. They've got all sorts of really nasty bioweapons ready. And that's why they say, oh, get ready for it to cycle. They can release any number of weaponized cold viruses now and just call it COVID-20, COVID-21, and then have the patents of the vaccines. And they can, and they've got cold viruses that obviously kill a lot more than this one does. So this is just a beta test. We have really gotten a fetal position and urinated all over ourselves collectively. And so they're just going to hammer the hell out of us. Unless the Chi-Com and globalist agents get arrested, unless Big Pharma gets shut down with what they're doing, unless we go into total offense and expose them, they have really cracked the code to bring us down. So I would suggest everybody get prepared now with APAC Power Stack X3, DNA Force Plus, Living Defense Plus, limited edition InfoWars COVID-19 mask to get the First Amendment out and expose the hoax. Bazo Beach 40% off, Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Winter Sun, Alexa Pure Breeze, Bodies, Ultra Timber Formula, Turbo Force, Storable Food. It's all 30 to 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the big thing I do, if you haven't done it yet, is the turmeric, the X3, X2 should be back in soon. And I would really, if I was you, take the Winter Sun that we still have in stock, sold out for months. It's now back in stock. We've already sold out a half our stock, though. And it has the vitamin D3 under the tongue, and it has the vitamin K with it that's so important. And again, YouTube will ban you if you say you need vitamin C. It's essential. You'll die without vitamin C. But YouTube is such a cult of satanic demons. Even if I was lying, I should be able to say, hey, you need vitamin C. I expect them again to say food you don't need anymore. And just say that's a conspiracy theory. The food is not essential. These people are trash. They want to make you poor to control you. They don't want to manage uppity First World Nations, and we're being brought to heel right now, and it's disgusting. All right, folks that have been holding patiently, like EJ and Ryan and John and Patrick and Ruben and Sonny, we're going to all of you on the other side in T-minus 2 minutes. And then David Knight's coming in studio. We'll be right back with the fourth hour and that big report.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.